This is WLRN's News. I'm Catalina Garcia. A national women's rights organization is suing Miami-Dade County Public Schools on behalf of a high school student. The former student says she was sexually assaulted multiple times at school and alleges that the district punished instead of helping her. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman has more.
The National Women's Law Center says its client, identified as Jane Doe, was a 14-year-old student at Carroll City Senior High School in 2017. She says she was sexually assaulted three times by older male peers in school bathrooms. The lawsuit accuses the school district of forcing Jane to recant her written reports of the incidents and punishing her for, quote, sexual misconduct. The lawsuit argues the school district and Superintendent Alberto Carvalho violated the student's rights under Title IX, a federal law that prohibits gender-based discrimination in education. A spokesman for the school district says the administration has not yet been served with the lawsuit. He also said the district takes all reported incidents seriously. A state attorney's office investigation could not determine if the sexual encounters were consensual and therefore didn't charge the accused boys. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
Yesterday, Key West City Commissioners unanimously approved a ban on the sale of sunscreen containing two chemicals that some studies have found harm corals. But the vote was only the first reading, and at least one commissioner, Gregory Davila, has some serious concerns about the proposed ban.
We would be telling our residents that use sunscreen, our utility workers, our city employees, our delivery drivers, our postal employees, that you can't buy the best sunscreen protection for your choosing. And these people aren't even going out to the reef.
Commissioner Jimmy Weekly was one of the proposal's sponsors. He says even if global warming and other factors are more significant in the decline of the reef, getting rid of some sunscreens is still worthwhile.
This may be our last shot. It's not the major cause of the loss of our reef. We all know that. There's many different reasons, but this is one reason that we can do something about.
If the commission approves the ordinance, Key West will become the first place on the mainland U.S. to pass such a ban. This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.